Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770, KTTH, and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Some of you have got those ballots in hand. You're getting ready to fill them out this weekend before mailing them off or dropping them off. And I want to make sure that you remember, when it comes to the lieutenant governor, as you're seeing two Democratic names to choose from, you do, in fact, have a viable option for a Republican. It just requires you to do just a little bit extra work, not that much. Just writing in the name Joshua Freed, who joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Jason, it's always a pleasure.
So you're running this write-in campaign for lieutenant governor. Normally speaking, third party or even write-in campaigns or any of these kind of what I think some people would just dismiss as like a meaningless exercise, in this case, it really isn't. This is winnable.
Yeah, it's interesting in normal circumstances, but this has been anything but a normal year. And we have a real opportunity here with Denny Hack, who is in the primary, was at 25%. Marco Elias was at 18%. Clearly no majority there. I pull more votes from Denny. We can win this election when people write my name in, Joshua Freed for lieutenant governor, with as little as 34%. I believe we're going to make history this year.
So what do you need to do in order to pull out that win? You don't necessarily need like a 60% turnout of write-in votes.
No, I mean, we have 4.6 million voters in Washington State. Around 1.9 million would identify themselves as Republicans. We need to win with around 1.2 to 1.3 million. So it's only about two-thirds of the Republican votes. And actually, I am getting independent voters right now that are saying that Denny Hack and Marco Elias are just too progressive, meaning too far left-leaning for them to vote for. They're looking for a fiscal conservative to help restart our economy that right now, sadly, we've seen 3,064 different businesses go out of business permanently in the last 6 months. So we need to not further burden our businesses and the economy with tax increases to overcome the budget shortfall, but truly have a fiscal conservative to be the president of the Senate in that position of lieutenant governor to keep those bad bills like an income tax bill going to the Senate floor. Let's look for efficiencies in state government. That's why I believe that this is a very, very real opportunity. Interesting, I'm sure you watched the lieutenant governor's debate last night. They played it on Como as well as King 5 on Facebook. Of the 500 comments on each of those, I would say easily 98% of them were people saying, write in the name Joshua Freed, or I already have. I really believe there's a ground well of support that's happening through all 39 counties in Washington State. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah. Again, it's important, folks, before you send in that ballot, make sure you are writing in Joshua Freed for lieutenant governor. Joshua Freed, F-R-E-E-D. Write that in. Let's talk about last night's debate. You had try to petition the coalition to allow you to be on that stage. Didn't go so well, did it?
It didn't. No, we sent in thousands of signatures on a petition that we worked on, and people requested it, but they did not allow us to get in. So sadly, the perspective that the voters in Washington State got to hear was, you know, would press the question for these two gentlemen, what are you going to do with the budget shortfall? Literally, the answer was taxes. The questioner further pressed in, says, well, where are you going to find efficiencies in state government? They couldn't answer the question. We need to trim state government back by 20%. And it's really not as far away as people think when you consider that the budget was just increased just a year and a half ago by 17%. We can find ways we can find efficiencies in state government. We must. We're going to see a $4 to $7 billion budget shortfall of the $54 billion budget. So let's go making sure that we shrink the size of government today that's continued to grow under one-party control. We need fiscal conservative policies because we know, as fiscal conservatives, that in a time of crisis, we can more quickly respond to address the needs of our family rather than wait for funds from the government. I mean, we've seen during this period of time $1 billion go to a Nigerian fraud ring, and yet the Democrat fundraiser, who's the head of ESD, has not yet been fired by this governor. They are enriching their politicos rather than looking out for the citizens of Washington State who are in a desperate situation today. That's why I'm hoping that people do write my name in, fill in that bubble, Joshua Freed for lieutenant governor.
What was interesting about last night's debate is that I think it was actually the first question essentially saying, hey, why should a Republican vote for either of you when both of you are Democrats? And it was kind of interesting to see both of them sort of flail at that and not really deliver a good enough answer, particularly Marco Elias, who talked about how, you know, one label doesn't define us and we got to bridge those differences. a even casual look at his Twitter feed shows him labels really do matter to him. He is a hardcore, far-to-the-left progressive.
Absolutely far to the left. He is one of the left, most left in the legislature, and he has been one at times where it benefits him to claim how far left a progressive and how he wants to continue to push further and further and further left. Really, if he says that he wants to work in bipartisanship, well, I believe that sentence is not really backed with credibility, nor with what he's been doing down the legislature, nor his time in Mukilteo. So that's why I say that this is a real opportunity. People are looking at these two options, which are no options at all, and saying we're ready for something. Listen, a poll just happened about a week and a half ago. They didn't use my name in the question, but they asked for Denny Heck and Marco Elias. 52% of the people they questioned were undecided, meaning Denny Heck and Marco Elias both kept their primary numbers, 25% and 18%. They have not moved the needle in 3 months. They've not been able to convince the voters that they're the ones to help lead the Senate and lead our state forward in the position of lieutenant governor. That's why I believe that we're going to get not just 34%, but hopefully 38 to 40% mm-hmm. with this groundswell of support across Washington.
If you go right now to joshuafreed.com, you'll be able to print out a card to hand out to voters or post on your Facebook wall, Twitter feed, to remind people to write in the name Joshua Freed for lieutenant governor. It is so incredibly important for you to do that. And, you know, some people believe that if, God forbid, Joe Biden were to become president, Jay Inslee is on the short list for a variety of potential cabinet posts, including the Department of the Interior. I don't know anyone who would actually seek out Jay Inslee for anything. But assuming that happens, I do think people falsely believe that the lieutenant governor then just permanently becomes governor. But that's not the case. It would be temporary, though.
No, you become governor for a period of about 1 year until a special election goes into place. But it is amazing that he would be considered for a cabinet position. We all watched the governor's debate with Culp, and clearly it showed after 8 years of on-the-job training for Jay Inslee, he is still inept and unable to lead us for yet another 4 years forward. We need new leadership in the state of Washington. And so, you know, I'm looking at what happened under this current lieutenant governor. We've seen exports decrease prior to this COVID crisis by 27%. I'm going to make sure that I focus on opening up trade routes as the leader of trade and economic development in the state of Washington as lieutenant governor, so we can have manufacturers and producers in Washington state sell their product around the world if we have a reckless government trying to shut down our economy again. I have experience there. I've lived overseas, gone to 48 different countries, done service in the Philippines and Kenya. There is a worldwide market out there where we can sell our products. We should not be in a position today where we see our own Washington products like our apples being grown in Chile because we simply aren't competitive to grow our own here in Washington. The business climate here needs to change, so the thing that we're not just exporting is our jobs, like seeing the 787 Boeing line go to another state. We have the most innovative people in the world here in Washington, and yet we're losing jobs. It shouldn't be that way. And also, I have experience as a mental health counselor in the past to address what's happening with the addiction programs here in Washington State that have seen a drastic increase in addiction to drugs and alcohol. It's because we're not having the resolve to truly care for those people that are suffering in our streets across our state. So I look forward to hitting the ground running. This is not a position that I'll be just learning. I understand the legislative process, having been mayor of the city of Bothell and overseeing the largest revitalization of a downtown in Washington State. We can do the same thing. We have a vision for Washington to move it forward, yet we've been moving in the regressive way.
It's not always easy for a Republican to win statewide election, but when you only need about 35% of the vote, boy, does it make it so much easier. Please, 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 folks, write in the name Joshua Freed, F-R-E-E-D, for lieutenant governor. This is winnable, but you guys are going to need to do a little bit of extra work to make sure that your friends, family members, and neighbors are writing in the name Joshua Freed for lieutenant governor. Thank you so much for stopping by, Josh. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your leadership in our state. All the best, Jason.
Thank you. You as well. Again, write in that name, Joshua Freed for lieutenant governor. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. When we come back, we're going to check in with Liz Harrington, national RNC spokesperson, about where we move forward on the national front. But first, let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.